What is up? What do we do in these streets? Welcome back to Kyle Talks, where I'm Kyle. And we talk. How do you guys like that new intro? Hopefully it's good. Happy 2024 to you guys. I am so excited to be talking to you guys right now. I'm actually really excited. What it do be doing in these streets? We got a new intro. You can tell we got a new logo. I'm really excited for this year and what it means for Kyle Talks. So thank you guys so much for your support. Thank you guys for being over, like, all the overseas fans. Of course, like, 90% of my population is the United States. But I want to show some love to the people overseas. My man in the Netherlands, you've asked me, you know, you. I appreciate you. We got in England, we've got, like, our second highest. I appreciate y'all so much. And I'm excited for what this year holds for us and what it looks like for the podcast, the individuals we'll have on the podcast. I'm really excited for it. Some housewarmings. I hope you are doing well today. I hope your New Year's was good. I hope you have been good. And if not, I sit with you in the suckiness because I know what that's like. So if you're not having the greatest time, I'm sitting with you even in that. And although that probably won't change your situation, at least you know someone's sitting with me at least. So yeah, there's that. Some new updates for the Kyle Talks podcast. Of course, you've heard the new intro. That will take time to set in and kind of get used to that. There'll be the same outro. I really like the outro, the new logo. And I've decided to keep myself more honest this year. So I plan for 2 episodes a week. So Kyle Talks every Wednesday and Ficonomy every Saturday, where I talk about the finance economy, all that. So expect that. And here's another thing too, to update you. I want to have one guest a month. So January, we might not get the person I want to have on the podcast, but next month, February, has already been confirmed. So February, we're going to have a fan favorite guest. That probably gives you some kind of hints to who's coming back to the pod. Here's spoiler alert. He's really excited. I'm really excited. I can't wait to have him back on next month for February. So be looking out for that. At least one guest a month. That way I'm kind of pacing things out and have something to hold myself accountable for. And with that, you guys already know, if this is your first time tuning into Kyle Talks, thank you so much. 2024 is going to be a big year and you're listening to the first episode of the year. And the whole point of Kyle Talks is where we talk about society, business, culture, how it affects you, how it affects me, and how it affects us as, wait for it, a society. And it's all about learning from each other. So I don't care if you voted for Papa Biden, for the Donnie himself, if you hold different views than I would or any of the guests I have on the show that they would, if you're religious or not, I don't care. This is about creating community where we can all speak with each other with respect and love and trading ideas and engaging in different ideas that we may not necessarily agree with. If that sounds a little uncomfortable for you, good, because I'm uncomfortable when I speak to people where we don't share the same ideals, whatever it would be, whatever that is. If it's politics, religion, which we kind of stray away from politics and Kyle Talks, by the way, just so you know, things like that. So this is really about creating a community where we can all just literally make friends. And 2023, we've had some people make friends. I would love to one day have people who start dating and get married because of the podcast. That would be awesome. We're far from that. We got to still work towards that. So that's kind of the news and updates for 2024 for the Kyle Talks, what to expect, what we want to do, holding myself accountable, growing even more. So that's kind of the goals of what we're doing. Anyways, if this is your first time here, thank you for tuning in. I just gave you the whole spiel. If you are returning from 2023, thank you so much. I am so excited to see you back. And let's all give a round of applause real quick. Clapping. So wherever you are, clap. Whether that's tapping your shoulder, your leg, or if you're driving on your steering wheel, or a mental clap because you're running or something, because I know a lot of people listen to the podcast and they work out. Thank you. Let's give a round of applause for Rio Lopez, my unofficial producer of the Kyle Talk Show. That new logo is his handiwork. Everyone congratulate him. Tell him he's so cool. And without Rio, the podcast couldn't exist. So I just want to give a shout out to the unofficial producer. Thank you so much. Love you, big man. So, with that in mind, let's jump into the episode, because I got a big one to talk about. I got a lot of things to talk about. So, before we start it, you guys know what we do. If this is not your first time here, we do something called the BOSS segment, which stands for Before Opening Show, but we spell it B-O-S-S. Don't ask me why, it's just what we do. It cultivates community and conversation, which is what this whole podcast is about. So, with that, you can send me any question, religious beliefs, political ideas, finance and economy. I love those questions. Society questions, fashion questions, although I'm not the best fashionista, but I feel like I've grown a little bit in that realm. A question about anything, and the point of these questions are for a way for us to have a conversation. I would love that conversation to expand beyond the podcast. So in social medias, if you see me in person, I would love those things. That's kind of what I'm aiming for here, right? So if you want to ask me questions for us to have a conversation, because that's what this whole podcast is about, you can send that question in to kyletalkspodcast@gmail.com. And just make sure you put BOSS in the subject line, B-O-S-S, because we get so many emails. You know, we're really popping over here. You know, I'm just joking. That way, it just makes it a little easier to see these questions. So put BOSS in the subject line so we know it's a question. Again, send those BOSS questions about literally anything so we can have a conversation, from a Zoomer to, you're probably a Zoomer. That's most of my fan base. Fan base, LOL. That sounds so weird. That's most of the people who listen to the podcast are Zoomers. Not, I want to say I necessarily have a fan base, but for the listeners, most of you guys are Zoomers, as I am. So put BOSS in the subject line and send me a question about anything for your chance for your question to be read on the air, and for us to have a conversation. Sometimes Rio jumps in too, or I get his 2 cents. So it's really a good time just for conversation. With that in mind, today's question is focused around the New Year's. So I will not read names. I will read names. If you don't want your name read, please let me know, and then we can go from there. This one comes from bramstander1944@gmail.com. I know I just kind of doxed you, but hey, it is what it is. I put out a question saying, send me your New Year's Eve or your New Year's goals question. And I got this question from Bramstander. So thanks. Hey, Kyle, love the podcast. Recently found you at the end of 2023. I am in LA as well, so I don't know how that works, but I enjoy smaller creators. And hello, Rio. With that, here's my question. From a cultural standpoint, what can I do to kind of set the bridge between my grandparents, the older generation, to me, the younger generation, from understanding how I, I do read this in advance, but I'm a terrible reader because I'm like processing and all that. Older, to understanding our generational gaps. I want to be, for an example, a streamer or something like that, and I've grown up with my grandparents and they really don't vibe with that, or if I'm being honest, understand even what that is. That's fair. So how might I go do that age gap and showing them that this potentially can be something good? And just in general, what some goals should I set in place to help me grow as a creator or something like that? Okay, that's essentially the question. You did type in some more stuff, but that's essentially the question. How to bridge generational gaps and doing things to grow. Now, let me preface my answer to this. I am still growing myself. I'm growing as a creator, as a podcast creator. I'm growing. I definitely could be doing a million and one things better. I've seen some success, but we're still not at 2 million followers on Instagram or getting Joe Rogan downloads. So I just want to make it very clear. I don't know the answer to everything. I'm still learning. I'm still trying to grow as well. It's not like I have all the answers. I don't. I would like to, but I don't, if I'm being super honest with you, Bramstander. And also, your name Brahms reminds me of the Fallout 3, like Brahms. Anyways, maybe that's where it's from. But regardless, I don't have the answer to everything. I'm still learning, too, and I'm still growing. So the tips I give you, I just do myself, and we'll just say go from there. So here's this. How to bridge the generational gap. It sounds like your grandparents raised you or are a very important part of raising you and obviously very important in your life. you want to engage streaming. I assume you're probably working a side job or a part-time job somewhere and streaming full-time. Also, give me your streamer link. You only get a few people, but I would love to, you know, put that out there so people can follow you. I'll follow you myself too. So if you're listening to this, please DM me your Twitch stuff or wherever you stream and we'll go from there. Regardless, how do you bridge that gap? By showing them past examples. And again, I don't have all the answers, but I feel like you would show them past examples of it working out. Like Tim the Tap Man, Ninja. Even you don't have to be a big creator to make it. You can make like 60, 70K a year, pulling 300 to 400 people every time. Like, you don't need this huge base. Now, that number may be off because I'm not a streamer. I do stream sometimes in my free time, but that's not my main means. Anyways, yeah, maybe show them examples of this is how it works. It doesn't start off working. You start off losing money. I am losing money on the podcast right now. But it's an investment going forward to what you really want to chase. And I think that might be the best, to show them like examples of it being done. And then conveying to them clearly, they probably think, if you're chasing for this to be a full-time position, remind them like, hey, I still have a part-time job. I'm not quitting work for this, or at least not yet, whatever that looks like for you in the future. You know, I'm still working, you're still contributing, things like that. But show them like, hey, I'm not out of my mind. I'm not delusional. Here are some people that do it full-time. And although that takes luck and hard work to get there, you know, you can put in the hard work. You can set yourself up to be lucky, but that doesn't mean you're going to get lucky. So, you know, maybe explain to them, tell them you understand the thought process, the luck that goes into it. You understand the consequences and the struggles that come with it. So they don't think you're just some delusional kid. I don't think they would think that of you if you're their grandkid. But you know what I mean? So like you've to show them that you've at least thought about this. I think that might be the best. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question because I'm not a streamer. I'm not trying to become a full-time streamer, but I'm trying to become a full-time podcaster. So a little different, and I haven't made it yet, obviously yet either, which might be some value in this question. We're just two, assumably a bro. I don't want to, you know, we're just two bros talking about how to make it. That's pretty much it. Now, the New Year's goals. I have an episode where Kyle talks about goals. Go watch that or listen to it if you haven't. That's a good episode, not to toot my own horn, but I've had mentors pour into me about goals. And regardless, what are some goals that you set up to help yourself be more successful? Let me tell you about the goals I set for myself this year for the Kyle Talks podcast, and maybe you replicate that in a way that's complementary. Whoa, I am using my smarticles today. That is complementary to streaming. So like for me, I want to be more consistent. And that means two episodes a week. So my main Kyle Talks plus Fightonomy, which, you know, is what it is. And having one guest on the show a month. So we should have 12 guests in total. And that's my goal. That's what I really want to do. And that's what I aim for. So, and with that, you know, the shorts that I'm trying to put out more recently, with about content I've already done or talk about the shorts, the being more engaged on social media and not just putting out posts, but responding to popular posts to kind of build up, you know, the Kyle Talks brand or whatever. I have a lot of things, obviously, that I have to work on too. And I know this is kind of long-winded, but I think this is a good conversation point because lots of people are trying to do new things, regardless if it's podcast or streaming. Just jumping and doing the dang thing. This wasn't in my notes, but I recently had a conversation with my unofficial producer, Rio. And he was telling me, it was a personal conversation, so not to really dive into it, but he was just saying, I want to do something so in 5 years I can look back and not be regretful. So at least I've done something and it's failed than rather doing nothing at all. That's essentially what the vibe of the conversation was. And real spitting. I mean, this dude is wise beyond his years. And he's about to turn like 40 or something. Anyways, just kidding. I love you. The point is, trying to put my thoughts together here. The point is, just do the dang thing. If it sucks, so be it. My first couple of episodes of the podcast sucked. They were cringe. They were not enjoyable. I don't know. Hopefully it's a little better now, but you know what I mean? I definitely know those episodes weren't, the first 10 or so probably weren't good. And you know, I'm not saying this to toot my own horn. I'm just saying that's how you got to do it. I can talk about myself because it's easy to talk about myself. And I don't mean, obviously I'm not some big podcaster, but the point remains, just do the dang thing. If it sucks, oh well. So be it. Let it suck. At least you're doing something. And what I've noticed is ever since I started podcasting and have a little bit of success, people are like, I wish I can do that, this, that, blah, blah, blah. It's like, brother or sister, I like am nowhere near the level you think I am. But that's interesting that people see this kind of content and go out and think, wow, they're doing the thing. Why do they think that? Why do they think they're so ahead? Because as a creator and your choice of streamer, once you start being consistent and being disciplined, you have to be disciplined. You can't just go willy-nilly, I'm gonna do whatever, and it just works out. Sometimes you can, but that's pure luck. If you really want to make it, it goes with hard work and luck. People see that and think, wow, I'm not even doing that. And sometimes you might be doing the bare minimum. And people are like, wow, I'm not even doing that. So put out this stream if it sucks, oh well. If you have to stream at a sucky bitrate or sucky resolution, oh well. If your mic sucks, oh well. Just do the dang thing. Now, it might take a lot of time for you to get traction. And of course, you want to improve on these things as you go. But oh well. If it sucks, it sucks. Go for it. So I know I kind of went long-winded, but I think, and this goes right into today's episode. So thank you, Brom Sounder, for sending in your question. I hope that's helpful. If you want to send in your question, send it in to kyletalkspodcast@gmail.com and put BOSS boss in the subject line. But I don't want to get too off topic of this because today's episode is about cash and compassion. And I'm going to talk about what that means right now. If it sucks, oh well. I know this new year, we all have New Year's goals of getting cash. Let's not lose the compassion in the middle of that. What do I mean by that? You know, if you're doing something to get some success, you got some cash, good. That means your hard work is literally paying off. I'm working to get there myself. I'm going to be transparent. It's not like I'm rolling in the dough, even though the Kyle Talk Studio is based in sunny Los Angeles, California. But, you know, I'm joking. But my point, it's not. If you've ever seen Spider-Man Studio, that's what my studio looks like. Anyways, you know, Spider-Man Studio from Spider-Man 2 with the great Tobey Maguire. Yeah, that's essentially where I live. Anyways, just being serious. Two things. If it sucks this new year, oh, I don't cuss on this podcast, but oh effing well. Let it suck. Let it not be good. This is the tone I want to set for 2024. You know, with the podcast stuff, I've told you my goals. I'm obviously trying to get some cash this year, right? Like, obviously. Like, that's how you do make a living doing these things because people appreciate the work. With my man over here trying to start a streamer, and get started on that. If it sucks, it sucks. Oh, well, and we're going to get to compassion, and that's really where I'll have a lot to say. But the cash will come eventually. In my D1 experience of college football, I started playing at a city college. I started playing at a terrible high school. My senior year of high school, we went 0-10. My senior year of high school, and I still had offers on the table. Now, this isn't like pump me up, look me, I'm so good. I came from when you're talking about sports at least, a terrible situation, terrible team. I mean, 0-10, I may have liked my teammates or loved them or wished the best for them, but 0-10, the stats speak for themselves. We were sucky. We were buttholio. We were ash. Now, replace the H with something else. That's really what I'm trying to say. We were terrible. We were not good. And I said ash, by the way, for all my family and friends who like told me accountable. Notice what I said there. And it's just, we were terrible. And I still had offers, you know, from the grace of the good Lord. I went to play collegiate football and had the experience of a lifetime. Had offers from SDSU, Arizona State, UNLV. I mean, it was a great time. I enjoyed that aspect of playing collegiate football, D1 football. It was a good time. And here's the point, Kyle, what's the point? Wow, good for you. I'm not even playing football anymore, so that doesn't even matter. The point is, came from a terrible, oh well, that's making it worse than it seemed. I came from a not good school athletically in the football sense. They're really good at water polo. I came from a not good school and still was able to go. It took lots of hard work. It took lots of 2-a-days. It took working out on my own. Then I got to community college, worked out on my own, came in for workouts on my own. I worked setting pools every summer while I was going to school. That manual labor was disgusting. And the cash in this circumstance would be just playing at a higher level. That's the cash. I never got like crazy Buck Rooney's to play collegiate football. The cash in this metaphor is playing at a higher level and being able to compete with people that are higher level than me. Eventually it happened. It took a few years, but it happened. I'm sharing that story for you with this. I'm not some great person. I'm still trying to make it. I don't have Buck Rooney's and I don't play football anymore. So what am I telling? I'm not trying to hype myself up. This is what I want to tell you. And this is what I want us, the headspace to go. I'm sorry, I'm getting passionate. This is the headspace I want us to go into 2024. Do the dang thing. That will eventually lead to cash. Now, change that. Hold on, I got to take a sip of my, I still got the water today. I got coffee. I'm getting a little bit of dry mouth because I'm talking so much. Let me take a sip of my coffee real quick. Beautiful. Good. Anyways, change that word cash with something like, I don't know, success or whatever your end goal is, and you'll get there. It doesn't have to be cash. If anything, I think cash is the lowest level of goals because eventually, although I haven't lived to see it yet in my own life, I've seen from other examples, by mentors, the grown-ups around me, the people who I love and accept as authority in my life, they've done what they need to do and the cash eventually came with it. Now, I'm not living an example of that. I am working towards that, to be very clear. So I need to follow my own advice, and I am here. And this is everything I've learned. But the point is, don't, please, if you only remember one thing from this episode, forget the Kyle Talks podcast. Forget the guests. Forget all that question. Forget everything. Just remember this. If you have that hard work and dedication and discipline, that cash, that success, that notoriety will eventually come. It will eventually come. And here's the other half of it. You don't have to lose your compassion in the midst of that. Speaking back to my football days, I knew some great players. None of them went to the NFL, unfortunately. So I can't say I've played with anyone in the NFL. That boat has passed. Everyone I've played with has graduated. They've been to a couple NFL combines, but none of them are in the NFL. I still love them. They're great individuals. It's hard to get into the NFL. With that said, some of those individuals lost the compassion. They started, and that includes me. I remember one time, this is not even in my notes. I'm sorry, I'm getting passionate. I remember I was at Fresno City College. I was starting to receive my offers. My first few came in. And I was acting a fool. I was acting crazy. People were trying to talk to me on my own team, my own teammates. Kyle, Graton, I didn't even want to listen to them. I'm like, bro, you're not even on my level right now. And I didn't even accept an offer. I was just getting them. Disgusting behavior. And, you know, I lost my compassion. I remember one day my coach pulled me to the side. The quarterback coach, the OC coach, the offensive coordinator. Bromstead, like that's interesting. I'm like the email boss coach, Brandstetter was the name. He pulled me to the side and on Twitter, I was popping off. I was getting likes. I was like, I'm grateful to receive an offer, blah, blah, blah. And this was all like in 2017. So if you want to scroll all the way back there, you can, 2017, 2018, around there. 2017. Anyways, he pulled me to the side because he followed me. And of course, I saw him more than I saw my family. And he wasn't even my lineman coach. He pulled me to the side and was like, what's your problem, Kyle? I'm like, coach, what are you talking about? I'm paraphrasing. But he was like, why are you acting like you're all this, you're all that? You're getting these offers. He was like, brother, you haven't even accepted an offer. He was like, and if you were really that good, they would offer you straight cash right here, right now. If you were really that good, they can't send you gear, but if you were really that good, they would be sending you gear, or you'd have a full ride right here, right now. And man, I needed that to be humbled. I was like, you know, I thought, coach, this dude's crazy. I have a brighter future than him. Like, this dude's nuts. I don't want to listen to him. And I walked away, and then he's like, Kyle, what would your family think if they saw you acting like this? He was like, you weren't raised. He was like, I can tell you weren't raised to have this kind of mindset. What's your issue? What's your problem? You're letting it go to your head. And my wife calls this phase Big Head Horton, because I did have a big head face due to football in my, I call it my 1 year of fame, because I was on the news. I was in my local paper. I thought I was the chicken shiznit. And yes, there can be conversation for becoming what's the word? We're humble, but we're using this metaphor as compassion. I didn't care about what other people thought. I thought I was the bee's knees. I thought I was the coolest MF-er to ever exist, and people were lucky to know me because it was my year of fame, I like to call it. And anyways, long story short, I was on the way home from practice, you know, that day, that week, and I was thinking about what Coach Branstetter told me. Yeah, he's right. He's spitting. I have lost my compassion somewhere. And I'm telling you this now, this is like almost 7 years, 8 years after that's happened. That's a perfect analogy. I lost my compassion because I was chasing the bag, getting cash. And cash in that was notoriety and kind of fame. Not even super famous, right? Obviously. Kind of fame. I was just I became what I didn't want to. And of course, that was corrected. Praise God. I had good people correct me. But I want to use that metaphor. I was getting the cash. And in that sense, cash was notoriety, recognition. I use the word fame very loosely because to me, it felt like a lot of fame. For anyone else that's popular, it's probably nothing. But for me, it was on such a low level scale. I was losing my compassion. And I'm going to wrap up the episode here because 2024, while we're chasing that cash, while we're chasing that success, while we're chasing that notoriety, the reputation, let's not lose compassion. Let's not be like Big Head Horton. Let's not be like Kyle from 2017, where I thought I was the guy. I thought I was Timothy. I mean, they call me the situation. They call me the situation now. I'm trying to talk too fast. I got to bring it down because we're ending the episode. You know, I know who I am now. I'm 27. I'm going to be 27, actually. I'm still learning about who I am. But I've learned from that. And this year, I'm reminding myself, and hopefully in that process, I'm reminding you guys, while we chase that cash, success, notoriety, whatever, let's not lose compassion. Let's not get jaded. Let's remember who we are, where we came from, because that ultimately is what made us to the point where we got. I had to think about my last words there. So that's it. My message for you on this first episode of Kyle Talks is to, while we get the cash, the notoriety, whatever, let's not lose the compassion. Let's remember who we are, the people who helped us get where we are, even if it's a small position. For me, it's my family. It's my beautiful wife, Emily, who has helped me get to where I want to be. And it's my amazing best friend who I met in college. And now he works as my right-hand man for the podcast. I couldn't do it without them. And although we're not at Joe Rogan levels of success yet, I have to remember to have compassion and be grateful for where I've come from and where I'm going. And this is just for the podcast. There's like spirituality, mentorship, and other people who are important for me that have compassion that I acknowledge and thank. What does that look like for you this year? Here's my challenge for you in 2024. Chase success. I want you to get success. Be successful, whatever that means for you. But don't lose who you are in that process. Have compassion for people. Be loving. In your pursuit of the bag, like my people say. So with that is my challenge for you. let's start off this 2024 year right, on the right page, and going for success, but not losing who we are in the process. That's my message. That's the podcast episode. And I hope it rang for you. And I want it to be helpful. I want all these podcast episodes to be encouraging, disciplining for myself too. I'm right in the same boat as most of you guys listening. I don't know if anyone rich or famous or powerful listens to the podcast, but hey, you know, and if you are, hey, let's have a conversation, KyleTalksPodcast@gmail.com, or follow my social medias at Kyle the Horton on Instagram and Twitter. Anyways, or X, that's my message for you guys. Let's get successful this year. Let's do the hard work a lot of other people aren't willing. But let's not get compassion. Let's not get compassionless or jaded in that process. Let's be, do this year right, talkers. That's you, by the way, talkers. Let's do this right, and let's do this together. Together. That's the only way to make it happen, Captain. So with that, I will sign out. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys this Saturday on Phyconomy. Please review the podcast. Review the podcast. Leave a review. Leave a rating. If you want to continue this conversation, please DM me or follow me on my socials at Kyle the Horton on both Twitter and Instagram. And let's be great people this year. This year's going to be good for us. Let's do it. Let's freaking do the thing. Now I'm excited to have you guys along. Thank you so much. Share this episode with someone who may need to hear this message, because I know I did. And hopefully this rang true with at least one other person. So with that, I will see you guys next time on Phyconomy. I am getting an MRI, so I'll let you guys know the results of those MRI for like my symptoms I've been having the past 4 or 5 months. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. All love. You are more valuable than you can think of. And I'll see you guys next time on Phyconomy. Peace.